Hello, I'm Ray, G4NSJ. WSPR, W-S-P-R, stands for Weak Signal Propagation Reporter. And it's amazing. A friend of mine has been talking about this on and off for the last 2 or 3 years. And to be honest, I've never taken a great deal of interest until I managed to get my IC7300 hooked up to my computer. That took me 3 days trying to make the thing work properly. Once I'd done that, I downloaded WSJTX and there's WSPR on it. Anyway, I sorted it all out. I put my call sign in, my Maidenhead locator, and I started receiving signals from all around the world. So I transmitted on 10 meters and the results were amazing. I had the 7300 on 0% power, which according to a friend of mine who measured it is about 1.6 watts. So with 1.6 watts and a 5/8 wavelength vertical aerial down the garden, the base of which is only 6 feet off the ground, I'm getting down to Australia. I'm getting down to South America, all around the world, the west coast of America, on 1.6 watts. Oh, then there's a loss, of course, the coax all the way down the garden, 80 feet of 213 coax. There must be some loss there. And I got hooked immediately. A couple of people have said to me, well, what's it for? Well, propagation. Say you want to work Australia on 10 metres, down to VK land from the UK. You want to work down there on phone, SSB. Just have a look at the WSPR map. If you go to WSPRnet, you'll find a map. Stick in 10 metres and your other bits and pieces, and then watch the map. And if you see people in the UK being heard and hearing people in VK land, you know the band's open to Australia. So grab your microphone, switch over to SSB and call them. It's a fantastic tool for seeing what's going on propagation-wise. I've also used it for checking different aerials on top band. I've got two aerials, a doublet and an end fed. And switching between the two, I can see who's hearing me and where they are. And I can also see who I'm hearing and where they are. So switch to different aerials and see what's what. It really is a useful tool. The other program I use is FL Digi for things like RTTY and PSK31, all the various modes. It's amazing what you can hear on the digital modes and where you can be heard. Thousands of miles away on very low power, it's amazing. I've been using FL Digi and WSPR on the 5 meg frequencies. Now here, 5 megs is very noisy. I've sometimes got S9 of noise on 5 megs. It's hopeless trying to hear the weaker stations. But of course on PSK31, for example, or Olivia, it cuts through the noise. Up comes the writing on the screen, regardless of the noise. It's amazing. Have a go at it. See what you think. For me, it's opened up a whole new area of the hobby. And I'm enjoying it immensely. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy my website. You can have a look at that at g4nsj.co.uk. Golf 4 November, Sierra Juliet, .co.uk. 73 from the south coast of England.